Hello, Don Juan Audio. This is Suzy 88. So I was browsing in Seoul, like in the new Wednesday Wallflowers. Miss kind of like giving this link to questionnaire, and I saw this sex and food questionnaire. I mean, I like sex and I like food. Why don't this sounds fun? So I'm going to do it as my first questionnaire here. Okay, let's just get started then. Five top fives. Name top five famous people you'd like to fuck, fictional or real, any gender. This is kind of like, I mean, when I think about these questions, I'm thinking a lot. And that's when I decided to just fuck it and wrote the answers on papers to all of this, because it's hard to decide. And what I get here is Peter Hale from the TV series Teen Wolf. I like him. He's so fucking hot. John McClane from Die Hard movies. I mean, he's so hot and reliable and crazy. I like him. And funny too. I like him. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. And James Bond from 007. Oh my god. If I ever get a chance to fuck him, oh, I'm totally would. I mean, he's supposed to be like a monster. A predator in bed. And then Captain America, because he's so hot. He's got perfect physics and everything. And Deadpool, because Deadpool is awesome. Although he looks ugly. Well, you can't deny that he looks ugly. But he's funny. I like him. He's funny and he's crazy. And that's why I like him. Next question. Top 5 foods you would consider romantic dinner. Top 5 food. What I've considered romantic dinner is chocolate covered bananas. It's true. As long as I can feed it on you and you can feed it on me, I would love a chocolate covered bananas very much. And then hamburger in a casual dining. I love it. It's just like talking. And steak. I love meat. And like yakiniku is a Japanese, it's like these thin meat slices that you kind of barbecue the Japanese style. You dip it into the sauce and you put it on the grill. And you eat it right in front of them, doing it in your table. There's this small grill thing, and I really enjoy it. I often go to yakiniku place in my town, and ramen. I mean, not the fancy kind, just the instant ramen kind. It's fun because I have good memories of ramen when just me and my boyfriend in his room, and we both hungry, and there's just only like packs of instant ramen, and just one pack of instant ramen, and we both so very hungry, and we share it in a bowl. We like sharing it, and just, oh, it's fun. I have good memories, and that's why I consider it romantic. And next question is top 5 favorite places to be kissed. Okay, number one must be the bed because it's where the fun stuff happen. And then the next place must be while standing. I get kissed from behind. I get hugged from behind and kissed. Oh, that's so heart melting. And when I sitting down on the chair and in the sidewalk of a street, I mean, and in front of my house. I think that's it. Okay, the next question. Next question. Top 5 childhood favorite foods. I live in Indonesia, so the food here must be different from the other countries. Here we have choki choki. For you who don't know or don't have any idea what choki choki is, it's like chocolate paste in a tube. And you just like rip one side of the tube and like squirt the chocolate paste out and you eat it. It's tasty. I like chocolate. And anak mas. Anak mas, obviously not in your country, but it's like ramen noodle, fried ramen noodle that you just crunch with your hands while it's still in its wrapping. You kind of like crunch the wrap, the noodles inside the wrappings. You open the packing and then there's seasoning and you just drizzle the seasoning over the noodles and you just eat it like that. I mean, it's like raw ramen, but it's tasty. And you can even try it with usual ramen, but the taste is different. They don't sell it anymore, although it's quite popular when I was still a kid. And then bolu kukus is like pound cake. Yeah, it's something like cake is thing. It's a cake, but the different thing is bread, you use yeast to rising it. And with cake, you use baking soda or baking sodas to rising it. But we don't use any of it in bolu kukus. We actually use Fanta. You mean like Fanta, Sprite, Coca-Cola? Soda beverages, any soda beverages, you rising it using that actually. And it's not baked, it is steamed, and that's why it tastes like, visually tastes like Fanta, because it's usually made from strawberry flavored Fanta. It's visually tastes like Fanta and sweet and very very fluffy and light. It is steamed, you know, like Chinese steamed bun. Yeah, the texture is almost the same like Chinese steamed bun, but it's way 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 lighter. The what is this called? The pores. Yeah, the pores of the bread. It's not actually a bread, it's a cake. Well, it's way way lighter, so that's that. It's steamed. I hope I'm not boring you with all these details, because the food is not available in your country, I'm sure. So, and then my next favorite food is lumpur. It is glutinous rice. I mean sticky rice, the sticky kind of rice. It is wrapped in a banana leaves, stuffed with chicken, and then like it's boiled. It's steamed and then like baked. So the outside is kind of crunchy. I mean, like have light toasted taste. It has a light toasted taste, but the inside is sticky and gooey because it's just sticky rice. So, and tastes like chicken, and it's so awesome. I like it. And okay, what is next question? Top 5 strangest or silliest things you've ever been turned on by? Oh my god, this must be interesting because okay, I wrote it down. So, I have been turned on by looking at some weird plant pictures. I mean, you know that weird kind of plant pictures that shaped like a butt, like penis, or like shaped like vagina. So this, for example, there's this chili pepper called Chili Willy that it's actually look like dick. You don't trust me? Just Google it. It totally look like a cock, a dick. I found that funny, but looking at it's kind of like maybe it's turning me on a little bit. Okay. And then the next thing I got turned on by looking at a pair of cats mating in front of my house. And I was like looking at it, oh my god, they're fucking in front of my house. And it's so embarrassing, but strangely I got turned on. So and the next I get turned on is by my cat. She's a female cat and in heat. And she's like rolled over in the floor. She's like roll over on the floor. And it's like rubbing at my her face and showing up her behind up in my face. I mean, I can look at her pussy. My pussy's pussy. That's a bad pun. Okay, my pussy's pussy is so freaking wet. And this like weird pheromone thing, like musky smell, and it's like so interesting. And I was like poke poke poke. I mean, I was poking her in the butt, and just like oh, raise 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 raise, raising her butt in the air, and it's like poke poke poke, and it's like she's like raise raise raise, and wiggle her butt. It's I don't know, I'm a bad person for playing with my kitty that's in heat like that, but it's just so funny and strangely arousing. And then I get weirdly that one time when I was like talking with my boyfriend for hours and hours. Oh, I mean, I don't even remember what we were talking about, but I'm sure that it's far from sexual topic. And yet, we both get horny. We don't know what happened. It's just happening. So, that's that. And then, the last thing that I got turned on is like, when I was in the supermarket aisle, and I was looking at some hygiene product, and I was like, I can't remember which was, but I think it was Rexona deodorant. And I was looking at the shape, and I think, oh, this must feel good if it is pushed inside my pussy. I mean, this totally looked like a dildo. I mean, I'm a bad person for thinking of that, but it's like in the middle of the supermarket, and I was thinking, oh, maybe this feels good that it's so instant. And that's like, so I'm weird. Sue me. Next part is okay. Next question. Just sex questions. What's one thing most people wouldn't guess that you do in bed? I am actually very, very easy to, I mean, I am the kind of person who's easy to work, What's that? Oh yeah, get easily get turned on and get worked up very easily. I mean, just like, I mean, in the moment we just like kissing, kissing, and then I'm just like jumping on my boyfriend and like pinning him to the bed and start making out like crazy. And he likes that part of me. And people, when they see me, they wouldn't guess that I was the aggressive ones. And then, the next question. Describe your sex life with a movie title or song lyric. I think it must be like, I'll Make Love to You by Boyz II Men. It's just like the, I'll make love to you like you want me to. And I'll hold you tight, baby, all through the night. I'll make love to you like that. I mean, well, we are pretty romantic having, I mean, we are pretty vanilla and no frills kind of stuff. Although I like frills. I mean, and the next question is, what words can a sex partner use that will make you go, take me now? Actually, I usually kind of like get horny just by kissing. Kissing is a huge turn on for me. I'm just like kissing, kissing, and I was like, oh, getting wet. And yeah, that's usually what happens, so there's no particular words that can make me get horny. It's just like from kissing usually. How long does foreplay usually last for you? I mean, we never really got into, I never kind of like noticing how long the role play foreplay is, but I think it's around 15 minutes, and just like kissing and groping. Which sense would you be most willing to have restricted during sex, and why? I think I will give up my sense of sight. I mean, I like being blindfolded. It's just way hot because I can see what's happening, and it's just like you. Maybe my partner can just like grab my hands and just guide me to the stuff to him, and I find it hot. And the next question is, does a sexual encounter always need to include an orgasm for you to feel satisfied? I mean, it's not usually needed. I mean, I feel fine without having an orgasm. Is like a good bonus for me because it just like feels doing what feels good. I mean, we both feels good. We don't have to have orgasm, and we just kind of feels good. I mean, my boyfriend's always get an orgasm. But for me, it's not always so. I mean, there's kind of some like off days for me, and I'm just like don't get the feeling. That's how you sometimes that happens. But well, I think if he's happy, then I'm happy too. I mean, he really, really tries to make me feel good. So I like that. Okay, the next question is, what is your favorite type of breakfast food? I like pancakes. I like pancakes. I like chicken porridge congee. It's Chinese food. I like it. Okay. What is your favorite type of dessert? I'm torn between ice cream and cake because that I like both. Okay, do you subscribe to cook doesn't clean idea where the people who cooks the meal is automatically excused from doing the dishes? Why or why not? I think if I'm doing the cooking and then the person who I cook it for doesn't want to clean, well, I'm not going to be mad at him or something. Well, I just do it. There's no harm done. Okay. Next. How often do you eat out at a restaurant? How often do you order take out or delivery? Well, I think for both. The answer is kind of like at most once a week. I mean, I almost always eat homemade food because it is healthier that way. Have you ever been served breakfast in bed? If yes, by whom and what was the occasion? Well, that's not actually, well, that's that one time when I was staying in a hotel room and I ordered room service. End of story. Okay. Is there any kind of food that you only like prepared a specific way? There's no actually specific way or something. I'm not picky. I eat almost anything except watermelon because I hate it. Okay, name a sex act and food item that you wish you tried sooner. Okay, for food, I wish I tried eating sushi sooner. Sushi, the Japanese food, sushi. Because I think it must taste bad. I mean, it's like raw fish, and I hate it. I mean, I hate fish, but it's actually not that bad. It tastes kind of melty. I mean, it's not that as bad as I thought that it would be. Well, I've been avoiding it for a long time, but if it's prepared right, sushi tastes good. Sex act that I wish I tried sooner must be spanking. Yeah. I mean, before I never thought that I got turned on by spanking. I thought that what is with these people like getting spanked in the ass and it's just like shouting, and what is the fun in that? But when I was on the receiving end of spanking, it hurts, but it feels good. I mean, I got turned on by spanking, and I just found it, and I'm wishing that I found it earlier. Found out about it earlier, I mean. Next question. Oh, this one. You tried once and never would again. Well, for sex act, I think I never tried something that I don't never try want to do it again. But I'm never do something so extreme like maybe like I'm never do something really really extremely kinky. No, I'm never do. So maybe I just never tried something that I will never do it again in sex act. For food item and I never want to eat again is like bitter melon. It's a food in Indonesia. It is shaped like cucumber, but it's shaped like cucumber or zucchini. Zucchini in US, you call it zucchini. The shape look like a zucchini, but it tastes so freaking bitter. It's very, very bitter and I hate it. Okay. And then, you can't live without. I'd say for food is chocolate. I can't live without chocolate. I love it. A sex act that I can't live without must be, I think blowjobs because I actually like doing blowjobs. It's the first, I mean, besides kissing, it's the first sex act that I did, and I enjoy it so much. I can't live without it. makes you all feel warm, all warm and fuzzy and happy when you're done. What was it? Okay, for food, it must be all warm and fuzzy. I think it's hot chocolate drink. I love it. It makes me all warm and fuzzy after drinking a hot chocolate drink. Especially in the night when it's all like chilly and I just want to get warmed, I drink a glass of hot chocolate drink and it's really good. It makes you all feel all warm and fuzzy, as in sex act must be kissing. I love kissing. I can kiss for hours and hours and hours. And I mean, if he let me, I'll kiss him every single hours. We get tired sometimes, but oh, I just love kissing and cuddling and just like, oh, cuddles together in a bed and kissing. I love it. We don't even have to have sex or something. Anything with just cuddles and kisses is already good. Sex and food together. Have you ever been hungry? Horny and hungry at the same time? I have. I'm sorry if that scared you. I have, and it's because of my boyfriend. He's silly. I mean, there's this one time that I was in his room and I was so hungry. I am so hungry and I was saying to my boyfriend, feed me! Feed me, please! I'm so hungry. And my boyfriend's like, no, 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 no. He said, no, 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 kiss me first. Give me a kiss. I was like, oh, I'm so hungry. Please feed me. And I was like, no, no kissing first. I was like, okay, okay, I'm kissing you. And I was like, we kiss. And then we get horny. I am horny and I am hungry. And it's all my boyfriend's fault. And that's actually, we finished the horny part before we actually eat. It's all because my boyfriend's fault. And then, would you ever wear or make your partner wear edible undergarments? And if you did, would you actually eat them? Well, in Indonesia, they don't have that kind of stuff. There's no sex shop that sells like edible panties or something like that. I only knew it because I looked it up in Googles. Well, if there's one, I think it will be a fun thing to do. And if I did it, I'd actually eat it of him. I mean, it was fun. I like to sing, so. Would you ever eat a meal off of a sex partner's body? And if so, what kind of food? Well, I never actually did it, but if I did it, I would totally eat chocolates off of my boyfriend's body. I mean, it's a fun thing to do, so why not? Next question. What do you think would be the worst meal to have before a sexual encounter, and why? I think it's onion. It makes your breath stink. It's not fun to kiss when your breath smells like onion. And it makes your body stink too. I mean, you know what they say about you are what you eat? It's true, guys. And actually, I try not to eat anything that is smelly before I have sex, like eating something with heavy garlic, onion, or shallots. It's all going to end up in your juices. Your sex juices will taste bad. I like my boyfriend's because I don't know what he eats, but he tastes good. And he never smells bad. I mean, can you believe that his armpit and every part of his body doesn't smell at all. I mean, I tried sniffing at his armpit, like sniffing at his armpit, and he doesn't smell at all. And it's amazing. I'm kind of shy around him because I kind of sometimes I smell, but sometimes I don't. Well, it's just the things that I eat, but mostly I don't smell bad either. But when I am get to meet him, I try not to eat something like onions, garlic, or salt or something with strong smell. I mostly eat, if I can, I eat fruit, because they say that if you eat fruit, then your juice is going to taste sweet. But I don't know. I never actually asked him, but I kind of believe this superstition anyway. And for the next session, this or that questions. Over this knee spanking or bent over in front of me smacking. I say that bend over in front of me spanking. I'm not into the whole over the knee spanking thing. It makes me feel like a little girl. Chocolate or vanilla ice cream. I must say that although I'm a big fan of chocolate, I'm a bigger fan of vanilla ice cream. I mean, it works better with, any topping that you put on it. And without topping, you can really taste the goodness of an ice cream with vanilla ice cream with no distractions whatsoever. Giving or receiving oral sex. I say giving oral sex because I like giving blowjobs even more than I was enjoying receiving oral sex. Cake or pie? I'd say cake. I just love cakes. Pie is good too, but I like cake better. Gags or blindfold? Well, actually, I like to kiss and I like to talk during sex, so better not gag. I like blindfolds. When making a PBJ, peanut butter first, then jelly, or jelly first, then peanut butter. I say jelly first, then peanut butter, because the what it was called? I mean, if you're using spoon and the jelly get mixed up in the peanut butter jar, and it's not gross. But if the peanut butter, it get mixed up in a jelly jar, and that is disgusting. So I say that it's jelly first. Facing each other or from behind? I say facing each other because I like to kiss. Sour or spicy? I say spicy. I like spicy. And finally, the last questions. This takes long. Okay, what kind of food would you bring to a GWA potluck picnic? I must say that all of you guys must try a rendang. It's R-E-N-D-A-N-G. Look it up in the Googles. It's like this piece of meat. It's like meat cut in squares, roughly in squares shape, and then it's like boiled in a coconut milk and with spices. It's really spicy, and until it is very, very tender. The meat is so tender, and the seasoning and all the spicy goodness. It tastes really, really spicy. Hot. It's hot. It gets inside the meat, and the meat is so tender. And so, I think I read it somewhere that it is the famous food from Indonesia according to foreign country. Just so that I think you must try the rendang. It's so very awesome. It's good. I mean, it's meat. I mean, it's beef meat. What's not to like? It's beef meat. It's spicy. It's tender. And it tastes really, really good. I think that's all for me. This is a long, very, very long audio. Thank you for listening to me rambling about food and sex for like how many Oh my fucking god, it's over 30 minutes long. Okay, bye bye.